Now, O Lord, take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts and set them on fire with love for yourself. Amen. Amen. Please do be seated. I'm just going to step forward. Sunlight. It's very bright. So we lit the Advent wreath at the beginning of the service, lighting the third candle this Sunday, the pink one, if they're coloured like we have here. The first Sunday was for the patriarchs, the fathers of our faith, and we are reminded of our roots, of God, our Creator, and the plan that He has for us. Last Sunday was for the prophets, for those who speak God's word and tell us of things to come. And we heard of John the Baptist making straight the path last Sunday, levelling out the ruts and dents, filling in the potholes. We could do with them locally, actually, couldn't we? I'm avoiding a few on my way over here. And why does John the Baptist do this? Because he's preparing the way of the Lord, putting things in place for the coming of the Lord. Jesus, who came and preached and taught the great value of love, of kindness and care to our neighbours. That was so refreshing then, and let's be honest, now too. What great acts of kindness show through in our lives. Our headlines are often pretty dour. Of course, we need to know the struggles that people are having in their life, but it is also great to hear the good news that is out there too, of people showing great kindness. I still remember, going back to 2017, the headlines of the London Marathon being about a man who was about to complete the final stretch of the race when he saw a fellow racer struggling to remain on his feet. And he knew that this man would not make it. So he pulled the exhausted runner to his feet and helped him over the line, knowing this would ruin his own time that he was trying to get. But it was more rewarding for him to help this fellow racer. And he certainly was applauded more and remembered more because of this great act of kindness. Of course, it's not just acts of kindness that hit the headlines that are worthwhile. It is the postman who doubles back at the end of his round to see if you're in to sign for a parcel, or the neighbour who accompanies you on a bus trip to the shops so that you've got some company, or when you see a child sharing their toys with another one. Those who do not have much but find a bit to put in the food bank to help others. Acts of kindness. John the Baptist said today in our reading that John the Baptist baptizes with water, but Jesus will baptize with fire and with the Holy Spirit. And that John the Baptist is preparing and pointing the way to someone who John is not even worthy to tie the lace of his sandals. This great person who's coming amongst our lives, God Emmanuel. Our two past Sundays have set our thoughts on the future coming of Christ, his second coming. But this Sunday, the Sunday of the pink candle, is a turning point in our journey through Advent. We now turn to celebrate the coming of Jesus into the world as our Saviour, rejoicing and giving thanks. It is a day of celebration, of refreshment during this season of Advent. Not many of us fast and hold back during Advent, as we do in Lent. But Advent is actually a time of restraint and reflection, or it was historically, like Lent before Easter. And then on Christmas Day, we begin our celebrations for the 12 days of Christmas. I have found it quite hard, actually, with all our carol services and all of the gatherings to hold back. It is so lovely, isn't it, to be eating those mince pies and having all of those wonderful things. And also, it's my grandson's birthday today. There's always things that come up, aren't there? But regardless or not, if we hold Advent in such a way, today we turn our thoughts to Emmanuel, God with us, God coming to live here on earth. And as Paul said in our reading from Thessalonians, that first reading we had, it says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. "Again, I will say, rejoice." Those were his words. As in the words of that beautiful Advent carol we sang at the beginning of the service. "O come, Emmanuel, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee." Gaudete, to rejoice, in fact, I heard just recently that this Latin word for rejoice is more of a directive, an instruction, saying, go on, rejoice, do it, rejoice. This Sunday is the Sunday we turn to joy and rejoice that God is amongst us. You may have heard that if we choose to smile, we actually feel happier. That if we smile and laugh, then our bodies releases hormones. I think there's three hormones. I think it was dopamine, endorphins, and something else that releases. Serotonin, I think it was. And in fact, it can be hard to not smile when someone else does. It is almost as catching as a yawn. And coming in here to the church this morning, I was rather dashed, rather hurrying, as I say, trying to avoid those potholes out there. But when I come in and I see the beauty of the church and family, church family and friends around me, it makes me smile, and then we all smile. It is like that, isn't it? It can bring us into this better place. Coming into this church here in Tindrick with our 11 Christmas trees, 11 6-foot-plus Christmas trees make me smile. In fact, because we're recording this, people will hear, they might come in, especially now. We've got 11 Christmas trees. It's amazing. It makes me smile. The world and our troubles that we may have in our lives, or the troubles in the world, may just slip away a little bit as we rejoice in the beauty, the care that has been done into getting this church to look like this, the gift of these beautiful trees of the person who donated them. And as we sang in our carol service in Westbury on Friday, in that beautiful little church there, lit by candlelight, it is hard to not smile and feel good. Good regardless of what is happening in our lives and around us. And that is like the joy we have in Christ. Regardless of what challenges we may face, because we know God is in control. We may feel our lives are out of control, but actually God is steadfast and faithful. He is in control. And Paul said in his letter, God is faithful. The Lord is near us. Do not be anxious, but pray. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard our hearts. And indeed, we may find the loving kindness that Jesus encourages us to share is actually around us. So my thinking of this season of goodwill, of showing love and kindness, well, I've not actually bought all my presents yet, but there is still time. I've not sent any Christmas cards yet, but there is still time. How about all of you? I don't know how you're getting on. And I've certainly not prepared all the services yet. But 'tis the season to be jolly, as that wonderful carol goes. And as we turn to Christmas now, we can rejoice and give thanks that in Jesus, God came to earth in that little baby we recall, born into a stable in Bethlehem. That the presence of Jesus is brought to mind in our services, the twinkling of our Christmas tree lights, the candles, and in our offerings that we make to those around us. Emmanuel, God is with us. Amen.